Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Maratzi Sheyichyu. And we are continuing our series on Mseches Machshirin, Mishnah Perak Beis, Mishnah Ches. She should also be Lunishmas, our sister, Basrib Shmuel, Rebbe Shmuel Pinchas ben Rebbe Yaakov Tzvi, Rebbe Alexander Zisha ben Rebbe Yosef, our Schana Basrib Yitzakan, our Salta Chana Basrib Meir Zevel, the schus of David Avram, Ben, our Hannah Miriam. It says in the Mishnah Ches, Matzavah Mitzio, Rov Akum, Ein Sarach Lahachar. So a person finds a Mitzio in a place, and most of the people who live there are Goyim. He doesn't have to announce it, because not Chayv Ba'ashav. Vim Rov Yisrael, but if most of the people there are Jewish, Sarach Lahachar, he has to announce it. Mechtel Mechtel, if it's 50-50. Then, Sarach Lahachar, the Rush explains that even though Ein Machzirim V'mechtel Mechtel, even though if it's 50-50, you don't have to return. Nevertheless, he has to announce it, lest a Jew come and give a simon. In other words, even though we learn in Mishnah Zayin that matzah batinok mushlach, if he found an abandoned child, a foundling, and we don't know if the child is Jewish or not, if it's mechtzel mechtzah, you don't have to give the child the aveda back misafek, because hamotzeh mechavrel v'raya, because if he's a goy, the aveda belongs to the finder. Therefore, even if it's a safek, he also doesn't have to give it back. Nevertheless, if you have a city that's 50-50, tzarech lahachriz shema yavo Yisrael v'yitim basim. That's what he means. If it's 50-50, you don't have to give it back to the kid. You don't know what he is, but nevertheless, if the town is 50-50, then you have to announce it. Because maybe a Jew's going to come, give a simon, and then you're going to have to return the object. Since the Jew wasn't a siyash, maybe the motzei, the person who found it, was zochen the object. Umavur b'divrei Arosh, that simonim are effective lehotzei mimuchzuk. That simanim are enough to take something out of the property of someone who's muhsuk. Because if a goy lost lost something, the aved is muteris, and it belongs to the motzei. And since the city is mechtza al mechtza, misafek ein lahotzi es aveda mimenu. If it's mechtzel mechtza, and the person comes around and says, "Hey, it's mine," and you don't know if he's a Jew or a goy, this tinok hamushlach, so you don't take the object away from him. You let him keep it because he's muchzak. Nevertheless, if a Jew comes and gives simanim, he has to give it back. Because simanim are effective, lahotzio miyad hamotzei. And that shelo kedas etosis b'chulin, as is pointed out by Rav Binyamin Sarotsky in Shlita, upon whose Torah we're basing this shir. That is not like the opinion of Tosis and Chulin, and of Tzarivav Amr Aleph, the Bramas Chaplanya, that simanim are not effective, lahotzi miyad muhsak. And according to Tosis, we have to say that we learn in the Mishnah here, and mechtzel mechtzel tzarech lahachriz, is because misafik you have to be machriz shema yavi Yisrael eidim shaveda hu shalo. If simanim aren't enough to be motzi miyad muchzak, and this person is muchzak in the object, because when he finds it, since the town is 50-50, it's his, because it's likely that it could very well be a 50% chance that it was lost by a goy, and now that he found it, he's considered a muhzak. And Tosis holds that simanim are not enough lahotzi miyad muhzak. Then what's the point of announcing it? So how does he learn the Mishnah? How does Tosfos and Chul and Tzadi Avav Arav learn the Mishnah here? So here that it says that Mechta al Mechta Tzarech Lahachriz, Ahainu, Shemisafek Chayev Lahachriz, Shema Yav Yisrael Eidim Shavedu Shalom. That you have to be Machriz Misafek, maybe the Jew will bring Eidim that it's his. According to the Rush, maybe the Eidim will bring, maybe the Israel will bring Simanim that it's his. And that's enough to be Motzi Miyada Muchzak. But according to Tosfos, that you're not allowed, you can't be Motzi Miyada Muchzak B'Simanim, then what is he going to bring? He's going to bring Eidim that it's his. And that's enough to take it back. Now the Rambam brings Ladina Mishnah Perakid Alf Michus Kleilav Aveda Lachavav Irshem Mechta Akum. If a city is half Jewish and half Goyish, and he finds an Aveda, he takes it and he's Machriz. And if a Jew comes and gives Simanim, Chayev Lahachzir, and that's like the Rush says, that he's Machriz is because if a Jew comes and gives Simanim, then he has to give it back. But the Rambam writes that if a Jew gives Simanim, Chayev Lahachzir, Lachara, that's Pashut. Why did the Rambam have to add Shimba Yisrael Chayev Lachazir? But based on what we said, we can understand very well that the Rambam is coming to tell us that Chayev Lachazir, even though here it's Lahotzi Min HaMuchzak, in this case he found the Aved and he's considered Muchzak because the city is half non-Jewish, so therefore he has a Chazak on this object. Just like the Tinok Mushlach. If you have a Tinok Mushlach and you don't know if this Tinok is Jewish or non-Jewish, and you have his Aveda, you don't have to give it back. You're Muchzuk if it's a 50-50. So you're also, you have a Chazak on this object that you find it in this town that's 50-50. So in such a case, even though you have a cheska chazak on the object, and it's lo tziyom en hamuchzak, nevertheless, you have to give it back al pisimanim, and you don't require dafka eidim. However, the Rush didn't write chayev lachziro; rather, the Rush just writes you have to announce it, lest the Jew come in and give simanim. So it's a mashman that the ikar chiddush is that you have to announce it, not that you're machzir al pisimanim. The Rambam emphasizes you're machzir al pisimanim to show this chiddush that even though you're Muchzak, you still have to be Machzor Api Simanim, in contrast to Das Atos and Chulan and Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph, that you're not Motzir, Lomahani Simanim, Lotziyam and Muchzak. And it would appear, moreover, that in a city that's half Jewish, half non Jewish, the Noitelum Achriz, called Dina Shevas Avedu Raka Ide Simanim Ve'edim. But you know that you don't give it back with Tvius Eina Grady, you don't give it back Stam with Tvius Ayin. And that's what the Rush means when he adds Shema Yavo Yisrael V'yitein Simanim. So he's coming to be Memayit. Dafka Simanim Machzir, but not Tvius Eina, not if he's able to identify the object. And the beer of this is that identify the object is his. That there's a Bryson above Mitzia, Abakanta Bryson, Desanya, Voyim Chadrosha Chicho, Yisrael V'chitzala Al Daitcho, Shietnenu Lo Kodim Shiedushenu, Elo Darsheu Im Ramayu, Einom Einom Ramay. That it should be with you until your brother demands it. Are you going to think for a moment that you should give it to your brother before he demands it? No, rather, darsheyu, check him out, examine him, cross-examine him, if he's a rami or if he's not a rami, if he's a cheater, if he's not a cheater. Umavur, we see from here. Shenemar ba'shavas aveda din miyuchad of darsheyu im ramayu. By a Shabbos Aveda, there's a special din to examine him to see if he's a rami. But if not for the din of Darsheyu, he would have to give it back even without Simanim. Why? Because Mitzad Hilchostoin Vinitan Greida, just Mitzad Hilchostoin Vinitan, you have to give back an Aveda to anybody who claims that it's his. Loishna Aveda Misha'ar Mamam, Shenam Rabo Dine Taina. Eludin Bifnei Atzma, Ba Aveda, Mimitzis Hashava Amuraba, Shetzrichim Dafka Eidim Kedei La Shiva. Because an Aveda is no different than other Mammon. They're Dine Taina. And I claim that it's mine. And you don't claim that it's yours. You, the finder. So, Mimela, give it to me. What are you holding on to it for? So, why does he have to give it back? Because there's an independent din, Ba'aveda, that you, in order to get the object back, you have to examine the person. That's the only way he's going to get it back. Darshei Umramayu. So either he has to bring Edim or Simanim. Amandarma Simanim Daraisa. So the Torah is telling you that Darshei Umramayu, make sure that he's not a Ramai, either through Edim or Simanim. And therefore, if you have a Tzurba Merabbanon, if you have a rabbinic student, if you have a Talmud Chacham, and there's no Din Jerisha, there you give it back B'tvias Seino. We're not Choshed L'Shaker. Machzirin L'Avedosa B'tvias Ayin Greido. You give him back his Aveda, just with B'tvias Ayin, because there's no Din Jerisha. He says it's his, you give it back to him. So it's before Lehedji and the Meiri. That if not for the Gzeres HaKosev of Darsheyu, we would give back the Aveda B'tvius Eina, even Lamaretz. And only because we have a special Gzeres HaKosev of Darsheyu, that's why we require Drisha Simanim or Edim. But the moment the requirement of Darsheyu doesn't apply, like to a Talmud Chacham, so then you give it back to him with Tvius Ayin. It's only because we have a Drisha of Darsheyu that we need Simanim or Edim. Parenthetically, based on what we said, that the Gzeres HaKosev of Darshehu comes to be Memayit, the Tvias Ayin of an Ama Arz. It's Muchach that you give an Aveda back to its Surbid Midrabanon, but Tvias Ayin is Namidin Ne'amonus Eid Echad, that is Ne'amon Linyan Dine Aveda. And it's Pashad Lashita Sarit Fren Gidden Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, that Mikra Din Ein Eid Echad come by Aveda. So there's no such thing as Ein Echa Ba'aveda. So Bevada, we can't say it's Medina Ein Echa. But even according to the sheet of the Ran Chul and Sadi Vova Menalot that holds that Ein Echa is Neman Ba'aveda. Nevertheless, that they're given back as Aveda B'tvius Ayin is not Medina Ein Echa, because it's not for Gzeres HaKosev of Darsheyu. Hayadin Zeh Noig Af Ba'am Aretz B'to Choshed L'Shaker, or be Noig given an Am Aretz who's Choshed L'Shaker. And Medina Ein Echa Bevada, we're not going to believe the Am Aretz. And it must be that they were Machzer Eda B'tvius Ayin. It's Medin Taina, the Medina Toin V'nitan. You have to give him back his moment, but Taina greater, just if he's a Taina. You have to give it back unless have a stronger taina, and with regard to this, it doesn't matter if he's an amaretz, if he's a tzurim erabanan, or miyekar adin. Even an amaretz, say you have to give it back b'tviyos ein, only because we have a din mesuyim ba'aveda of darsheyu im ramayu. Because of that, we don't give him back his aveda unless he brings some sort of raya tzurim erabanan that we're not choshish for ramay. There's no din jerisha. Now, close the brackets. Now that. Here, a tain alone is effective, even though we paskin that a moitzi mechaver al v'raya vein lahoitzi davar miyada muchzak without a raya. That's dafka if the muchzak is machziko b'tara shelo, but ba'aveda shein amosei machziko la'atzmai ela avur ba'al ha'aveda. But by an aveda where the moitzi is not holding it for himself, but rather he's holding it for the owner of the aveda, he doesn't have a teres ba'al din in muchzak. And memela, as long as the person comes with this taina, there's no suffik, maybe it belongs to somebody else, because the soda of the din amotzi mechaver al v'raya is that the muchzak has a koyach taina, even b'shema, that his taina is effective. Lahachzik lanu suffik b'mamon shema hu shelo. V'shuv ein lo tziyum yodu kim b'raya, v'al kashe ein baal din atoin kenegdoi. Dinu de mekoyach taina segreida havi shelo. That the yisod din amotzik b'raya is that the muchzik has a koyach taina, even b'shema, maybe it's mine. That his taina is enough to allow him to keep the suffik mammon, maybe it's his, and therefore you can't take it away from him unless you have a raya. But if the baal din isn't claiming that, if there's no baal din who's claiming that it's his, then somebody else can come and claim that it's his, and he gets it. So here, midin toin v'nitan, if not for the gzeres hakosov of darsheyu, anybody would be able to take it back. And the Gzeres HaKosev doesn't apply to a Tzurba D'Rabbanan. He's believed even with Tvias Ayin, even though he just can identify it, that it's his, without bringing a Simanim or Edim. So It's a midin toin v'nidin, I'm a dinei rechot. So now we can take this a step further and say that the Yesod HaDin of Doshei Umuramai Eino Rak is not only that we require Baveda Eidim Rasimanim, but even though the Iker Din Mamun is to give it back to him just with a Taina, just that the Zegzeris HaKosuv, that the finder has Koyach Tainas Shema Kibal Din. So what is the Gzeris HaKosov? It is not merely that we require Eidim Rasimanim, even though you should have to give it back to the person with the Taina alone. But rather, the Gzeris HaKosov is that the finder is given a Koyach Tainas Shema Kibal Din. The finder is given a Koyach Tainas Shema Kibal Din. And therefore, you can't take it away from him unless you have some sort of raya. And even though the motzi has no Torah's muhzuk, like we see Lehedya in Tosi, the end of the first parak of Ksubis, that's why you go after the row of Baveda, because the finder has no Torah's muhzuk. So you can even follow the row. Normally, we don't follow the row, but here we follow the row. He has no Torah's muhzuk. Nevertheless, that's Lenyan Din row. That you don't go after the roven mammon, is because ein lahafkia hachefetz merushus bailov mikoach rov. You can't take an object away from an owner mikoach rov. And by aveda, there's no hafka merushus bailim. By aveda, you're not taking away from the bailim. So therefore, you can follow a rov. Mashen kein lenin din tvius ayin. That is based on if there is here a baal din hatoin kenegdo. And even though normally Taina's Shema doesn't have a koich, isn't it considered a koich Taina? If someone is muhzuk, then his Taina of Shema has a koich Taina. But by Aveda, Nischadesh, what's the chiddush of Aveda? That the Taina Shema of the Motzei has a din Taina. And that's the Iker Gzeres HaKosov of Darsheyu. And therefore, the Tainas Bari of the Toveya is not effective. The Misvekelo of Dina Nubna Lohotzei or Lemiade Yotzei. The Misafik, we don't do a Maisa to take it away from the person who found it. So what's the Gzeres HaKosov of Darsheyu? That the person who lost it, the person who found it, we give him a Tainas Shema. That's what Darshei was coming to teach us. Darshei was coming to teach us a Chiddush, that the person who finds it has a Tainas Shema. That maybe it's not yours. And the person who lost it has a Tainas Bari. No, it's definitely mine. So, misafek, since there is a taina, the person who says Shema has a taina, we don't give it to the person who says Bari. Again, unless we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, it's Rabbi Rabbanan, where we don't say the requirement of Darshehu. But the moment we say there's a requirement of Darshehu, then what we're saying is that the person who found it has a Tainas Shem, and therefore Darsheyu. And therefore he can check on him out to make sure he's not a Ramai, so that he doesn't, he's not allowed to take this, because he has no rights to this object. And why does he have no rights to this object? Because I'm a Shema, I have a Taina, I'm the finder, I have a Shema. He has a Bari, so this all works beautifully if we say Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Adif. So Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Adif. So that you're not Machzer and Avedu to an Amaretz between Yaseina is because the Motzei has a Koach Tainas Shema. So the motzei has a kol taina shema. The person who lost it, who claims to have lost it, has a taina's bari. Bari v'shema lav bari adif. According to that opinion in the Gemara, it works out beautifully. That the darshehu, because I have a taina of, this darshehu gives me a taina of shema. Maybe it's not yours, so I can check you out. I can cross examine you. Darshehu miramayim lav. And then the person said, but he can bari from here till the kazoo, but it doesn't matter because he has to either bring simanim or edim. But lemandi amar bari adif. You can't say that because of the tain of the motzei, it's not enough to have a tefiyah sign of an am aretz, because din motzei aveda is no different than the shar bal din hamuchzek b'mamono shetayin shema. So he's taining shema, and we say, if we say bari v'shema bari adif, then the bari of the am aretz is stronger. So we have to say that it's a special halacha if you hold bari v'shema bari adif for the bedini hashabbos aveda, that it's not enough to have a taina, you have to have a raya. Even though he has a good taina of bari, it's not enough. He needs a raya, and that's tamua. Because yes, it's true that we have by the mitzvah of hashava din of darsheyu, and it's not enough to have tvias ayin without kopanim. But dinei mamonis, the din is bari v'shem bari adif. So how is the motzei holding back mamon chavero? For the kiyum, in order to properly be mekayim the mitzvah of hashava, behilchas toin anitan, it belongs to the toin. So he says, no, I want to properly fulfill the mitzvah. I don't know it's yours. But yeah, but midine tio toin v'nitan bari v'shem bari adif, if you give it back. And not only that, but the svara is that din ha-mitzvah hu tolada me'achora safek ha-momen. The mitzvah is generated by the hachra and safek mamon. In other words, first you have to decide who the mamon belongs to, and then you can start talking about a mitzvah. So the kiyum mitzvah is, if we're machriya b'dinei toin v'nitan, that it belongs to you, then you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. But here b'dinei toin v'nitan, it belongs to the person who lost it, who claims that he lost it, not to the finder. So what's pshat if we hold bari v'shema bari adif, that the tain of the shema is enough that he doesn't have to give back unless they write him with simanim? So it appears follows that because in the mitzvah of hashava, the motzei aveda has chiyuvei shmira and he's mischayev b'hashavasa, and if so, he's considered the bailim linyan kiyum mitzvah hashava shen ischayev ba. He has a mitzvah of hashava. He's mischayev b'hashava, the finder. So he's considered the bailim with regard to the kiyum mitzvah hashava that he was obligated, which he was obligated. So now it would appear that just like the toin is considered a baal din because he claims that the aveda is his, he has a tainas shema, he has a tainas bari, the toin, he's considered a baal din. He says the aveda is mine. Similarly, somebody who the motzei, the person who finds it. Is considered a baal din because of the kiyum mitzvah hashava shen is chayiv ba. He's also considered a baal din because he's a kiyum mitzvah hashava. Linyan zeh reu shelo, and with regard to this, it's his. So since b'dinei kiyum mitzvah hashava, there's a din darsheyu, and tviyus ayin is not enough to be mekayim the din of drisha. So mitzad dinei ha mitzvah bevadai she'enu chayiv lahachzir. So it emerges then that even the finder has a taina of bari. He also has a taina of bari. Because as far as the kiyum mitzvah hashava, he says 100%. Now I have a kiyum mitzvah hashava. So as far as the kiyum mitzvah hashava is concerned, this is mine to return to the right person. That I'm clear about. And you have no proof that it's yours. You're just making a tainus bari. So it's my tainus bari against your tainus bari. So both penalties cancelled, second and ten. Can't get it back. Unless he brings edim or simanim. Because the motzei also has a tainus bari klape mitzvah hashava shen eschayiv ba, that he has to guard this object. He has to hold on to this object, make sure it gets back into the right hands. It's also a tainus bari. So it's tainus bari against the loser's tainus bari. Loser can't get it back. And therefore, it doesn't belong to the Tovei Vimidin Toin Vinitan. So based on this, we can now understand what we said earlier, that if you have a city that's 50% Jews, 50% Goyim, the din of Hashavas Aveda is only al yidei simanim or edim, but betvius ayin of itzur b'mei rabbanon, we do not return it. Why? Because there, the finder has a dintaina on the object. Maybe it's his, because maybe it's Avedus Akum v'zachaba. Because that normally machzir and Aveda letzur b'mei rabbanon betvius ayin is because there's no din jerisha. Umemela, the taina of the tzur b'midrabanan alone, that it is his, is enough, because there's no din jerisha, so midin toin v'nitan. He has to give it back. There's no din darshehu, so the taina is enough. Ma she'en kein be'ir she'mechza akum, even though mitzat, the mitzvah of hashava, the finder, has no taina, because here you have a tzur b'midrabanan, who's coming and saying that it's his. And we have no reason not to believe him. So mitzad that, he can't say, oh, I'm holding on to it to make sure it gets into the right hands, because the tzur b'derabanan is saying, I am the right hands. But he has a din of a baal din, because he was zoch in the object, because maybe the object is his. And it's like other mammon, that's besafek, that we paskin, bari v'shema, lav bari adif. And therefore, the tzur b'midrabanan is not zakai bo b'tvius eina. Only if the Yisrael comes and gives simanim, does he have to give it back? Because here, the finder is a shema, and the tzur b'midrabanan is a bari, and we paskin bari v'shema lav bari adif. And therefore, the tzur b'midrabanan doesn't get it b'tvius eina, because the finder is shema. He says, maybe it's really mine. He's a baal din. How's he a baal din? Because it's a town of 50-50. So he says, this object really might belong to me. I'm not just holding on to it. This object really might be mine, because it's 50% Gentile here. And therefore, there's a 50% chance that this object, there's no rove against me. This object might, this is a clear suffix, this object might be mine. So I'm a baal din here, and I'm tining shema. Oh, you that tzur b'derabanan are tining bari v'shem, we paskin la bari adif. So therefore, he needs to bring simanim. Normally, it's not, if it's mostly a Jewish town, so then the object is lost. So there's no din of darshayu, and the finder has no claim in it. Meaning when the tzur b'derabanan comes, the guy says, listen, I want to be mekayem mitzvas hashava. He says, hey, there's no din of darshayu by me, and I say it's mine. So now you give it to me, you're mekayem mitzvas hashava. So he has to give it back. But if it's 50-50, then he does have a good strong claim. He has a shema that since it's 50% going, maybe the object is, he's a baal din. So now he's a baal din against the tzur b'derabanan. And the tzur b'derabanan says it's mine. He says it's mine. Bari v'shema, la bari adif. The tzur b'derabanan is bari. He's shema. So la bari adif. So that's gevaldik. And mirtz Hashem, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but according to this, we can explain the Aritvan Bav Metzia Chof Gimel Amid Beis, and Rashi in Bav Metzia Chof Hey Amid Beis. So maybe that will be for a future shir. And Hashem Shekishis give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim to continue Lilmod Ulam Elishma V'lasos. And we should have the good health and the financial means of Mirtz Hashem. Lahagdil Torah Lahadira. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.